Introduction by Dr. Graham White, the Chief Executive Officer, Guide Dogs, New South Wales ACT. There is evidence that man's relationship with wolves, the ancestors of dogs, stretches back 400,000 years. Man's domestication of dogs and the evolution of the early dog breeds dates back to around 150,000 years ago. This extraordinary and long relationship between man and dog stands out in our world. The earliest recording of a person with sight loss being led by a dog is depicted in a mural in buried ruins near Pompeii from about 79 AD. While there are further glimpses of these early guide dogs ranging back through history, the modern era of the guide dog commenced at the end of World War I in Germany in 1918. In 1951, Dr. Arnold Cook came home to Perth from Britain with his new guide dog, the first seen in this country. The sight of a blind person crossing a busy road led only by a dog caused such a sensation that the Apex Clubs of Australia decided that more people with sight loss should have access to these marvellous dogs. In 1957, the Sydney Apex Club established a guide dog organisation in New South Wales. Since that time, we have trained just under 2,000 guide dogs, and to do that, our instructors and puppy raisers have walked around 5 million kilometres, which is the equivalent to 6 times to the moon and back plus 10 laps around the earth. At the same time, our instructors have worked with another 22,000 people with sight loss who use canes, and they have walked another 5 million kilometres during training. Our instructors are very fit and extremely dedicated.